Well, hello, Eastern Sierra. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now, Wednesday, August 5th. Today is National Oyster Day, which is exciting news for absolutely everyone in the Eastern Sierra who woke up today thinking, you know what this desert heat needs? Shellfish. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Faultline 395. CAL FIRE lists the Rock Fire at 1,208 acres at 98% contained. Almost done, ladies and gentlemen. All evacuation orders and warnings connected to the Rock Fire have been dropped. The cinder complex remains listed at 2,784 acres, and CAL FIRE reports all evacuation orders and warnings for that incident have also been dropped. Crews have continued suppression repair and cleanup work, and the public should still avoid burned areas where firefighters or equipment may be working. Mono County Free Libraries now offer blood pressure and resources through Libraries with Heart program, supported by the American Heart Association. Blood pressure machines are available for in-library use at the Mammoth Lakes, Bridgeport, and Colville branches. Library card holders can also check out at-home blood pressure monitoring kits from all seven Mono County Library branches. Officials say the program gives residents free access to health tools and reliable heart health information, especially in rural communities where medical access can be limited. The Mono County Sheriff's Office is warning residents about scam calls from people falsely claiming to represent the FBI or the Sheriff's Office. Scammers may claim you missed jury duty, have a warrant, owe fines, or need to pay immediately to avoid arrest. Law enforcement will never demand payment over the phone or ask for gift cards, cryptocurrency, wire transfers, or similar payment methods. If you receive a suspicious call, hang up, do not give personal or financial information, and contact law enforcement directly using a trusted number. Highway 395, it's more than a road. It's the spine of the Eastern Sierra. It is the drive to work, the way to the trailhead, the road trip, the overlook, the pullout, the small town stop, and the view that makes you forget where you were going for a minute. Faultline 395 celebrates that Eastern Sierra life, rugged, scenic, local, and just a little dusty. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring Eastern Sierra Now and supporting independent local news. Caltrans District 9 has started a two-phase tree work project along Highway 203 in Mammoth Lakes. Phase 1 runs between US 395 and the village. Phase 2 will continue between the village and Minaret Vista. The full project is expected to take about 4 weeks. Drivers should expect single lane and shoulder closures, though major delays are not expected. Tickets are now on sale for the 36th Lone Pine Film Festival. This year's festival runs October 8th through 11th with the theme Mixing the Herd, a chorale of movie genres. The festival will include film shot in the Lone Pine area, celebrity guests, rare screenings, an opening night barbecue, special presentations, and location tours. The Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce is inviting photographers to enter the 2026 Inyo County Amateur Photo Contest. This year's theme is Life in Inyo County, People, Places, and Things. The contest is open through October 31st. Cash prizes, $800 for first place, $500 for second, $250 for third. Entry forms are available through the Lone Pine Chamber of Commerce. Northern Inyo Healthcare District is reminding residents that summer air quality can affect breathing, especially during smoke, dust, ozone, or pollution events. Children, older adults, and people with asthma or lung conditions may be more sensitive. NIHD recommends checking air quality before outdoor activity and taking steps to limit exposure when conditions are poor. More information is available at NIH.org. Mono County and the Mono Basin Historical Society will celebrate Lee Vining's 100th anniversary on Friday, August 28th, and Saturday, August 29th. The celebration includes a sold-out kickoff dinner Friday and a full day of events Saturday at Hess Park, including family activities, historical showcases, walk-in tours, a community barbecue, and a time capsule memory. Details are available through the Mono Basin Historical Society. Quick reminder. The Eastern Sierra Now app is built for more than breaking news. It's for everyday stuff too, fire updates, local events, weather, road conditions, community announcement, videos, interviews, and the stories people are actually talking about. Instead of trying to remember which Facebook page, county website, or group text had the update, download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app. Search Eastern Sierra Now in the App Store and keep the Eastern Sierra in your pocket. Your Eastern Sierra Now community calendar is brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue. Copper Top is one of those rare places where locals, tourists, hikers, road trippers, and people who just stopped for a quick bite all end up at the same picnic tables. That is the magic of good barbecue. It does not care where you came from. It just wants you to sit down, eat, and be happy. Copper Top Barbecue in Big Pine, where Highway 395 meets dinner. Yeah, it's a good one. I came up with that. CopperTopBarbecue.com. Minaret Cinema's Kids Summer Series continues today and Thursday at 11 a.m. with Gabby's Dollhouse, the movie. Tickets are $2.50 at the door. The Mammoth Wednesday Market is today from 4 to 7 at Bar Sierra, Outbound Mammoth, featuring local farmers, ranchers, food producers, and makers. Farm to Table Market, Thursday, 4 to 7 at Bishop United Methodist Church, with local produce, handmade goods, live music, and culinary experience with Chef Christine Kidd. The Bishop Paiute Tribe Food Sovereignty Program's Community Market is Thursday from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Powwow Grounds on Paha Lane, across from Wanaha Casino. And Sierra Forever's Campfire Talks continues Saturday at Robinson Creek South Campground in Bridgeport, with a Black Bear program beginning at 6:30 p.m. Now, here's your Eastern Sierra weather outlook. In Bishop and the Owens Valley, extreme heat. It's basically the same as yesterday. It's going to go through 8 p.m. tonight. Bishop is forecast near 103 today, with mostly clear overnight low around 67. Thursday and Friday, stay hot with highs around 104. So the valley's still doing its best impression of a cast iron skillet. Mammoth Lakes, it's sunny and much more manageable, with a high near 85 today, around 86 Thursday and Friday, and overnight lows 59 to 61. Winds in Mammoth could gust around 20 miles per hour today. Across the region, keep drinking water, check on neighbors, protect pets from the heat, and avoid anything that can spark dry vegetation. That's your Eastern Sierra Now News for Wednesday, August 5th. Thank you to Faultline 395 for sponsoring today's newscast. And it's faultline395.com. Go check out their stuff. And to Copper Top Barbecue for supporting the community calendar. For more local news, fire updates, emergency information, interviews, weather, events, and community stories, visit easternsierranow.com. Download the Eastern Sierra Now mobile app, follow us on social media, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And hey, if you're feeling generous, go check out patreon.com/EasternSierraNow and help us out. Get us a cup of coffee. It absolutely would help. Thank you. I'm Jesse Steele. Have a great Wednesday. Stay cool and enjoy National Oyster Day. Maybe just not from a glove box on Highway 395.